Folks, it's Rick Barrett. I need you to go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Little Bayou Rosary. Handmade sacred art is making a comeback, and there's no finer example of this art than Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, featuring beautiful rosaries and chaplets, all made with love in Southeast Louisiana. To browse the catalog or place a custom order, go to mikechurch.com/rosary. Here's what to listen for this hour. Wall Street takes the biggest plunge in 2 years. The Taliban crashes American Black Hawk helicopter. A national gun rights group learns the FBI has pressured Americans to voluntarily give up their Second Amendment rights. And irrefutable proof that mRNA vaccines cause vascular and organ damage. U.S. stocks took a nosedive yesterday after a hotter-than-expected inflation report eradicated hopes that the Federal Reserve could back off from policy tightening in the coming months. All three major U.S. stock indexes dropped sharply lower, snapping four-day winning streaks and posting their biggest one-day percentage drops since June of 2020. Surging risk-off sentiment pulled every major sector deep into negative territory, with interest rate-sensitive tech and tech-adjacent market leaders, led by Apple Inc., Microsoft Corp., and Amazon.com Inc., weighing the heaviest. The Taliban crashes an American Black Hawk helicopter, our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
A Taliban pilot crashed a Black Hawk helicopter on Saturday in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing three people and injuring five others, a spokesperson for the group said. An American Black Hawk helicopter, which was flown for training, crashed due to a technical problem inside the campus of the National Defense University, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Defense said on Saturday. The U.S. military left behind more than $7 billion in equipment when it pulled out of Afghanistan last year, including $923.3 million worth of military aircraft and $294.6 million worth of aircraft munitions. The U.S. leaving behind so much equipment in Afghanistan was not only strategically a mistake, it was disrespectful to the taxpayers who paid for that equipment and the military personnel that had used it and counted on it to protect themselves and the people that we were protecting in Afghanistan. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
A national gun rights group, Gun Owner of America, is demanding the FBI remove the records from the background check database by October the 8th and that Congress enforce the removals of what they have recently learned was the FBI's pressuring of Americans to voluntarily give up their Second Amendment rights, potentially illegal, according to newly disclosed documents. FBI officials had Americans fill out a form that said they wanted the FBI to make it illegal for them to purchase or own guns forever because of a mental health condition. We've learned the FBI had no business disarming these individuals. They did not pose a threat to society. The FBI actions were wholly unlawful, Adrian Johnston, GOA's Director of Federal Affairs, told the Epoch Times. Our quote of the day, you aspire to do great things? Begin with little ones. Saint Augustine of Hippo. And our saint of the day. And coming up, we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
This is a pixel.
I'm Groot.
Now, if you put a couple of million of these dudes together, you can make a sentence on an LED screen. Put a couple billion of them together, and you can make a whole page. Put 160 billion of them together, and you've got Nina Gaynor's A Garden for Merry children's book. But it doesn't smell like a book. And it'll burn teeny little holes in your kids' teeny little corneas. So is the pixel really their friend?
I'm Groot.
That's right, Groot. No. But the Founders Trading Post is their friend. And we have actual books with actual kind of kid-smelly pages. And pictures, because kids like them pictures. Plus, our little bookstore has everything the kids' parents expect.
I'm Groot.
Yep, we got the Beast and Butt Rugs, but nope, there is no Hell and Ready played here.
Pick up a copy of Garden for Mary, plus dozens of other Catholic children's books titles at shop.mychurch.com.
Today we remember the story of the exaltation of the Holy Cross. Early in the 4th century, St. Helena, mother of Roman Emperor Constantine, went to Jerusalem in search of the holy places of Christ's life. She raised the 2nd century temple of Aphrodite, which tradition held was over the Savior's tomb, and her son built the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre on that spot. During the excavation, workers found 3 crosses. Legend has it that the one on which Jesus died was identified when its touch healed a dying woman. The cross immediately became an object of veneration. At a Good Friday celebration in Jerusalem toward the end of the 4th century, according to an eyewitness, the wood was taken out of its silver container and placed on a table together with the inscription Pilate ordered placed above Jesus' head. Then all the people passed through one by one. All of them bowed down, touching the cross and the inscription, first with their foreheads, then with their eyes, and after kissing the cross, they move on. To this day, the Eastern churches, Catholic and Orthodox alike, celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross on the September anniversary of the Basilica's dedication. The feast entered the Western calendar in the 7th century after Emperor Heraclius discovered the cross from the Persians, who had carried it off in 614, 15 years earlier. According to the story, the emperor intended to carry the cross back to Jerusalem himself, but was unable to move forward until he took off his imperial garb and became a barefoot pilgrim. A recent study claims to have found irrefutable proof of causality that the mRNA vaccines cause vascular and organ damage. The study, conducted by microbiologists Dr. Michael Palmer and Sukharit Bhakti, was mostly based on the findings of German pathologists Dr. Arne Burkhardt and Dr. Walter Lang. They found that mRNA vaccines don't stay at the injection site. They instead travel throughout the body and accumulate in various organs. mRNA-based COVID vaccines induce long-lasting expression of the SARS-CoV-2 spike in many organs. Vaccine-induced expression of the spike protein induces autoimmune-like inflammation, and vaccine-induced inflammation can cause grave organ damage, especially in vessels, and sometimes with deadly outcomes. This study, by the types of dyes they use, shows irrefutable proof that the spike protein goes everywhere: heart, ovary, liver, spleen, and to a lesser extent, testes. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an expert in vaccine damage, told the Epoch Times, "This is what leads to multi-organ system failure. This is what leads to infertility in women. There's been a lot of hypotheses about the damage these shots cause. Now, with these pathology slides and the specific types of immunochemistry staining, Bhakti and Palmer show unequivocally that the spike protein is quickly disseminated to every organ they examined," Tenpenny said. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.